Let's go! The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
National Ploughing Championships, day one, underway. 0874 100 102. Morning, this is Louise who's been in touch there. Says, can you say good morning to the Moran clan from Roscommon on the way to the ploughing? It was an early start. And that is from Louise. Thank you very much, Louise, for getting in touch. Safe driving. Follow the instructions from the guard, the Síochána. They will get you there safely and in the quickest way as well. It's all colour-coded and all. Oh, yes, very sexy altogether. Anyway, Louise, have a good time and hi to all the Moran clan from all of us here at Today FM. You can have us on in the background. That'll be good. Your soundtrack to the ploughing, eh? We've got Sophia on a voice note as well. Hi, Sophia.
Hi, I'm Sophia and I'm heading to the ploughing with my dad and my sisters, Emily, Grace and Rachel. Hope to have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Thank you very much indeed, Sophia. We've got James on the line live and all. He's in Wexford. Hi, James. How are you?
Hi, Ian.
You're going to... Have you actually started out yet? Are you having a nice little leisurely breakfast, are you?
Yeah, we're on track here, yeah. Heading up.
And you're actually one of the judges in the ploughing.
I'm judging today, Ian, yeah.
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 So, because I always think that with the ploughing, everybody starts talking about the stalls and all the different people who are there and the politicians and all that. And, you know, they kind of lose sight of the ploughing. Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Well, that's what it's all about, yeah. That's what it's all about. It makes the few days and look at those very high classic ploughing in the 3 days of ploughing. Look at it for, even for the last few weeks. There's a lot of gold medals come home. The world was on a few weeks ago. Two golds come home and... The European was on and the gold come home as well, so it'll be going very, very high class of ploughing here done today. So the judges' job's going to be hard, you know.
And James, how do you actually judge ploughing? Is it in terms of, you know, how straight it is or how deep it goes or what's the story?
Yeah, all that. There's loads of aspects in it and each aspect's judged out 10 and look, it's going to be, a lot of aspects and... look, it's going to... All class goes into the wire at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah. And listen, James, what's going to happen on Thursday now? Because you're actually going to be ploughing yourself on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm ploughing myself. Yeah, I'm ploughing myself.
So somebody else is going to judge you then. You're not going to judge yourself, are you?
No, exactly. I'll be judged by a team of six. There'll be two judges of three each.
Yeah.
So I'll be judged by other people, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I heard Charlie asking you this, so I just want to ask you again. Have you got a clipboard?
Sure, I have, yeah.
Oh, good man, yes. Yeah.
And a sharp pencil.
Oh, good man, James. Listen, enjoy it. Have a great time. And thank you very much for taking the call. All right, cheers.
Yeah. Good thanks, Ian.
Bye-bye. Good luck. Hi, Lorna.
Good morning, Ian.
Are you well?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. Well, hopefully this suits you now, because if you know anything about this particular topic, I think it'll be no problem to you. So it just depends. It depends. I believe Scarlett is 10 and she's sitting on the couch watching you, saying, what is she doing now?
She is. We're massive waffle fans. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. And do you normally do okay with them, yeah?
Oh, Jeannie, it depends. Like, yeah, sometimes she's clever. She's more on the ball than I am.
Right, okay. All right, well, let's see how we go. Lorna, are you working in preschool, I believe?
Yeah, in a preschool in Bray. So hello to all the little bunnies.
Is that the name of Little Bunnies?
Yeah.
Little Bunnies. Yeah. It's a good name. It's hard to come up with these things. I often wonder how people come up with them, you know, whether they sit at home around a kitchen table and say, what about little this or little that? Little bunnies.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a good name. I like it. Okay, well, listen, best of luck, Lorna.
Thanks, Ian.
Here we go. And let's hopefully this one suits you, as they say. I'm about to reveal what your topic is today. Scarlett is going to be so impressed. So let's see.
Today's waffle topic is
Peaky Blinders.
Oh, okay. It's a TV show, British. Cillian Murphy. They're making a movie of it now. Jamie Mack. They're gangsters from Birmingham. They wear special hats.
One more.
Let me see. Grace was his girl. Sugar, what's his brother's name? Michael. Sugar. Oh, so close.
Instead of saying Sugar, if you'd said Shelby.
Oh, I'm dying.
Oh, no. Killian
my brothers
Murphy.
Will kill me.
Gangs, gangsters, Birmingham movie. You got them all except for Shelby. Scarlett, give her a round of applause. Yay! Well done. You are great. Lorna, you're good at this. You should come back and join us again and do it some other time, all right?
Absolutely. Thanks a million.
Listen, say hello to all the little bunnies as well, won't you?
We will indeed. Thanks,
Bye.
Ian. Take care. Bye.
Keelan, how are you?
Well, Ian, what's the crack?
Oh, my God, what a great line that is from Genoa. What's the crack, indeed? The crack is 90. We're missing you, though, Keelan. We're missing you. But you're doing great work there. Tell us what you're doing. You're raising money, I believe.
Yeah, indeed, Ian. I am raising much-needed awareness and funds for Jigsaw. I'm doing a bit of a challenge at the moment, hiking from Dyson Tower all the way to the Colosseum in Rome. And, yeah, about 1,000 kilometres under the belt at the moment.
Very good. So you've left, you've gone from Paris and you're heading towards Rome and you're now in Genoa, yeah?
100%. Right. You're on the money.
Okay, and tell us a bit about Jigsaw.
Yeah, Jigsaw are doing God's work. They are spreading much needed awareness for young people's mental health, and I'm really happy to be able to play my part and raise money for them as well.
Very good. And you've got an iDonate page if people want to support you. Has it got a name to go along with you? You go to iDonate and then what do they look for?
Yeah, it's just / Keelan Kelly. So C-A-O-L-A-N Kelly.
Or you can access it. C-A-O-L-A-N Kelly, yeah. Yeah.
That's the one. Keelan or Kelly. You can access it through my Instagram page or Facebook, whatever suits.
Yeah.
Whatever handy is seen.
Now, I know that Jigsaw have been on the go for many, many years, actually. So fair play to them. They've stuck with it and they're doing some great work for young people's mental health. Fair play. And you started the challenge, I believe, on the 3rd of August.
I did, yeah. Would you believe the Olympics was still on? It was busy out in Paris when I started.
And you're walking. So you're hiking, like, you know, so...
I am indeed, yeah. I'm camping along the way as well. It's been... Every day is a new adventure, but yeah. Right. It's been great so far.
I'd say you're meeting some interesting people along the way as well, Keelan, yeah?
Yeah, there's actually a pilgrimage that goes the whole way from Canterbury in England to Rome. So I was on that for a while and, yeah, met a lot of people along the way.
Very good. Okay, well, listen, best of luck. iDonate is the place to go. Keelan Kelly, C-A-O-L-A-N, if you want to check it out and help him out and help Jigsaw at the same time. So, in Los Angeles, California, last night, the Emmy Awards were on, very prestigious awards, and we got a roundup of who won what and who didn't, and who was left devastated.
Devastated. So, this is basically the best of TV.
Yeah.
And the father and son duo, Eugene and Dan Levy, were presenting the show. So, they opened up.
They do Schitt's Creek. That's
the one.
Whole thing.
Yeah, and they're brilliant. They're actually very good. Yeah. Now, I did see somebody describe it as very nice. It was nice, but it was still funny. So they opened up by taking a little swipe.
Wrong with nice though.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Safe.
Yeah.
They took a little swipe at The Bear. So The Bear has got lots of controversy because it's nominated in the comedy category, which gets, you know, people say it's not really a comedy.
Yeah.
So they had something to say about that.
The Bear is nominated for 23 Emmys tonight. Making it the most nominated comedy in history. Now, I love the show. I love the show. And I know some of you might be expecting us to make a joke about whether The Bear is really a comedy. But in the true spirit of The Bear, we will not be making any jokes.
In fairness to the cast,
they laughed along,
and they did take away 3 awards on the night. So Jeremy Allen White, who plays the lead character, Carmy, he won Best Comedy Actor. Now, of all of them, he's the least funny of the lot.
Yeah.
He's the most serious. But anyway, he won Best Comedy Actor
he's
for the second
unfunny,
year in a row.
It's actually hilarious.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Richie, the character who plays Richie, Evan Moss Bacharach won, and Lisa Colon-Zayas, who plays Tina, also took home a Supporting Actress Award.
She is.
Richard Gadd's massive Netflix hit Baby Reindeer won 4 awards, and Richard told the audience when he went up to accept his award that he thought 10 years ago he'd never be able to get his life together. Couldn't believe that just over a decade later he'd be up there picking up one of the biggest awards in television. And obviously then Jessica Gunning, who played the amazing role of the stalker Martha, she was named Best Supporting Actress. Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, let's not even get into that. So she was named the Best Supporting Actress in a limited series. She was very moved to win and she thanked Richard.
My biggest thanks, though, has to go to Mr. Richard Gadd. Oh no, I burst out crying. I've tried so many times to put into words what working on Baby Radio meant to me, and I fail every time. So I'm going to sing. No. Don't imagine. I'll keep it simple and just say thank you for trusting me to be your Martha. I will never, ever forget her or you or all this. It really means a lot. So thank you, reindeer. And thank you for this. I'm thrilled. Thank you.
Aww.
Yeah, she kind of turned into Martha at the end.
Yeah.
Thank you, reindeer.
Yeah. I really mean it.
Yeah.
That was a fantastic piece of television.
Oh,
no matter
it really
what,
was.
I know it was quite controversial and people wondered about, but it was brilliant.
But that's what
gripping.
Gets people talking, and that's what works. So that's it. Yeah.
Very good.
Ireland's smartest surname.
All right then. So the number 13 is in there. It's day 13. We are halfway through week 3 of Ireland's smartest surname. Is it going to be lucky for the Murphys? They're coming on. This is the competition we're running across September on The Breakfast Show, where all the surnames battle it out to be crowned all Ireland champions. Every day we pick 3 listeners who share the same surname and they work together as a team in a 90-second quiz of general knowledge. The 3 winning team members with the highest score at the end of the month, so in other words, top of the leaderboard, like the Burns are at the moment, they will win an amazing prize, a 4-night family stay for each listener in a self-catering lodge, beautiful lodges they are too, in Fota Island in Cork, for up to 5 people with 2 dinners and Fota Island adventure experience. So you'd be well looked after. Will anybody catch the Burns? That is the question. We've still got the rest of this week and all next week to go, and then it is finito. Our latest surname keen to take the crown are the Murphys. Let's go to our first Murphy in Leitrim. It's Avril Murphy. Hello, Avril.
Hello, Ian.
All set to go?
Yeah.
Brains to burn, I believe. Oh, okay. Well, let's find out very soon. We're going to be starting with you, Avril, by the way. You'll have the first question. Will Murphy is in Wicklow. Hi, Will.
Hi, Ian. Good morning.
Are you well?
I'm not too bad.
Excellent. Very good. You just want to get going here, don't you, Will?
I do, yeah.
Okay, right. Okay. Well, let's say hello to Nollag Murphy in Cork. Hi, Nollag.
Morning, Ian. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are things in Cork? Everything all right?
Great, brilliant.
Cork people normally say it's always great in Cork anyway. So.
Well, that is true.
That is true. Of course it is. Well, listen, best of luck. Now, I'll just give you the rundown here. You've got 90 seconds on the clock. I'll have to take your first answer. If you don't know an answer, say pass. That'll save time. I'm going to start with you, Avril. Then we go to Will. Then we go to Nollag. Then we go to Avril again and Will and Nollag, and keep going round and round until we get the 90 seconds on the clock and it goes beep, beep, beep and it's all over. If it's not your question, you can't help either of your teammates with their questions, unfortunately. And all answers must be given before the clock ends. Okay. So hopefully you understand all of that. Now it's time for you to psych each other up, make this happen, motivate your fellow Murphys. A final team talk before the clock starts. If you want to go ahead there and introduce yourselves and say hello and do what you do.
Good luck, everyone.
Good morning.
Best
luck. Come on, the Murphys.
Okay, right. So, 10 to beat or indeed match. Let us start the clock. Avril, you're going to get the first question, and here we go.
Ireland's smartest surname.
Avril, for what movie did Tom Hanks win his Best Actor Oscar?
Saving Private Ryan.
Will, during the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games, which country enters the stadium first?
France.
Nollag, in what county would you find the town of Buncrana?
Donegal.
Avril, in what year did Ireland last win the Eurovision Song Contest?
1996.
Will, who wrote the novel Pride and Prejudice?
Pass.
Nollag, who is the most followed singer on Instagram?
Oh God, Beyonce.
Avril, in rugby union, how long does a player spend in the sin bin?
Oh, two minutes.
Will, how many I's are in the word Mississippi?
4.
Nollag, what is a group of lions called?
Pride.
Avril, the Dingles are a family in what soap?
Immigrant.
Will, how many US states begin with the word new?
3.
Nollag, what is the capital city of Croatia?
Pass.
Avril, W is a car reg plate for which Irish county?
Wicklow.
Will, which American president was involved in the Watergate scandal?
Pass.
Nolag, what is the main ingredient in guacamole?
Oh, avocado.
Is right. Avril, how many years does the pro... We're out of time, unfortunately. Sorry about that. Okay. Right, let us go to Shauna O'Reilly, who is sitting across from me here, and she has a look on her face. I'm not sure exactly what that means, so we're just about to find out.
We'll
Morning,
see.
Shauna.
Hello, Ian, how are you? Well, well done to the Murphys. They did a great job, but did they manage to get a top score? Well, let's have a look at some of the wrong answers first. So, Tom Hanks won his first Best Actor Oscar for Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, okay.
It was Greece that is the first country to enter the stadium at the Olympic Games. Jane Austen wrote Pride and Prejudice. Selena Gomez is the most followed singer on Instagram. In rugby union, a player spends 10 minutes in the sin bin. There is four US states that begin with the word new. The capital of Croatia is Zagreb. W stands for Waterford on a registration plate.
Waterford,
yeah,
ah.
Yeah. And Nixon was the American president involved in the Watergate scandal.
Right, okay. So, and then we ran out of time there.
We did.
Okay.
So the scores have been counted and verified.
Yeah.
And Ian, I can reveal.
Okay.
That the Burns winning streak continues. The Murphys scored 6.
Oh! Sorry, Murphys. Oh. Thanks for having a go. Nolag, Will, Avril.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Okay. We go again
we
tomorrow
go
morning.
Again.
So, well done to the Burns. You have to hand it to them.
You
it's
do.
It's pretty good going,
it
isn't
sure
it?
Sure is.
See you tomorrow for more.
Ireland's smartest surname. On Today FM's Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.